And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Because he believes her to be a capable actress, Larry is trying to get the beautiful Claudia Vincent into his present play, which is a big hit on Broadway. Since his leading lady is anxious to leave the cast to be married, Larry has tried to persuade his producer, Harold Ramsey, to give Claudia a try at the part. Ramsey is thinking it over and has urged Larry not to let word of this plan get out. Larry has kept the utmost secrecy, not even telling Mary, which makes it all the more awkward that somehow the Broadway gossip columnist, Marty Rufus, has heard the rumor and, in his usual fashion, has twisted the implications about in a most unfortunate way. Right now, in the luxurious Oyster Bay home of Rupert Barlow, financial backer of the play, we find Rupert's attractive secretary, Julia Dixon, in the sunroom, eagerly scanning the paper. And suddenly she is interrupted by...
So, this is where you're hiding out.
Oh, hello, Oliver. Oh, do come in.
Thank you, Julia. I swear I've walked all over this estate looking for you. I thought you'd suddenly packed up and left.
Now, Oliver, I'm sure you didn't think anything of the kind.
I did indeed. You've seemed so distant lately, my dear. Because of me?
Oh, of course not, Oliver. You're just imagining things.
I thought perhaps my visit here had caused you some inconvenience.
Now, really, you are making this up.
I think not. I'm quite certain that the dashing Rupert Barlow doesn't approve of my visit here to his home. And I doubt if you can deny that.
Well, you mustn't take Rupert too seriously.
No? Don't you take him seriously?
Well, yes. That is to say, perhaps I've taken him too seriously for the past 10 years.
Does that mean that you may not continue to do so?
It all depends.
That's very good to hear, Julia. Because it gives me hope that there is still perhaps a chance for me.
Oh, Oliver. How sweet of you to say that.
I mean it, my dear. Surely you realize that I find you utterly fascinating. Of course, I am handicapped in many ways. I haven't a penny as long as I'm away from Bermuda. It's awkward. It's awkward having to live on the bounty of the woman you love.
Oh, Oliver, you mustn't think of it that way. It's too humiliating for you. Surely you know that I want you to have everything you want. Everything you need.
Dash it all, Julia. It isn't for myself. It doesn't matter a hang. But it is awkward not to be able to buy you even the most trifling little gift.
I'm afraid I've been most inconsiderate. I hadn't realized that you're so very short of money. I'll see to it that you're more liberally supplied.
But how, my dear Julia? Surely you're not in a position to tap the Barlow till.
No, hardly that. But all the same, I have more than enough to see you through while you're here visiting. Oliver, I'm sorry that I've been so very clumsy about this before. Please don't think anything more about it. And please don't consider leaving us quite yet.
Oh, thank you, my dear. I shall most certainly accept your tender invitation, even at the cost of my host's rising irritation.
I have an idea that Rupert may be too busy right now to worry very much about you or about me either.
Oh? Why do you say that, Julia?
I've just been reading a Broadway gossip column written by Marty Rufus. And I imagine this particular item will make Rupert's blood boil.
Really? What's it all about?
Well, Marty Rufus hints very broadly that Larry Noble is infatuated with Claudia Vincent, and that he's trying to get her a part in his present play.
And why should that upset Rupert? I thought you told me that he'd been making quite a fuss over Mrs. Noble.
He has. For months he's made a perfect fool of himself over the woman.
Oh, my poor Julia. But how? How could he possibly look at another woman with you here? It's quite beyond me.
Rupert Barlow will always be running after attractive young women. I've known that for 10 years now.
Then it's high time you did something about it, my dear.
I suppose so, but yet...
I won't press the point now. But tell me more about this gossip column. I still don't quite understand.
Well, Claudia Vincent is a very beautiful woman. She's another of Rupert's former infatuations.
But surely Rupert can't expect all of his former girls to remain faithful to him through the years. That's rather absurd.
It isn't that he's still interested in Claudia, but that Larry Noble chose to believe Claudia's story instead of Rupert's. Claudia and Rupert had the most frightful scene here one day, shortly before you and I returned from Bermuda. And as a result, Larry Noble invited Claudia to return to their home. Now it appears he's fallen head over heels in love with her and is trying to get her installed in his play.
I still don't quite see how this affects you. Or Rupert either, for that matter.
Oh, I'm just afraid of one thing. And that is that Rupert may use this opportunity to persuade Mary to become, well, more interested in him.
I see. And that would bother you very much?
I can't help it, Oliver. I just couldn't bear to have that happen.
Well, in that case, my dear, suppose you let me see if I can help you. I'm rather good at this sort of thing, you know. And I fancy I may be able to hit upon a workable plan. Oh, but you must know that I hesitate to do anything of the sort, since it means giving you up to Rupert. Still, all's fair. So try and cheer up, my dear, and let's go for a drive to some nice country spot where we can have a pleasant dinner and an evening together.
All right, Oliver. Just let me go to my cottage and change my clothes. I'll be ready.
Oh, about the car. I noticed that Rupert has taken all the keys, and I wouldn't dream of asking that impudent man of his for anything.
That's all right. I have a duplicate set. Come along with me now, and I'll see which car Rupert's left for us.
Good girl. Oh, just let me open this door for you.
And as Oliver Wilson takes Julia Dixon's arm, he is watched by Victor, Rupert Barlow's man, who shares his employer's distrust of this handsome young fellow who appears to be so attentive to Julia. Meantime, in nearby Rose Haven, Rupert Barlow drives his handsome black convertible up to Mary Noble's door, and as he brings the car to a stop, we hear...
Well, my dear, much as I hate to return you, here we are.
Thank you, Rupert. It was a perfectly lovely day. I enjoyed it so much. And you were sweet to put up with me in my present mood.
Mary. I had hoped that we might continue through the evening together.
I felt that I had to get home. I was beginning to be a little worried. It was rather a bad thing to do, leaving the car in the village at the filling station and calling Phoebe to tell Larry where he could find it.
Well, I observed that he got the message all right, since the car is over there at the end of the driveway.
Yes, but it was a beastly thing to do. I don't know why I was so rude.
I think it's quite understandable, my dear. If I had read such a story as you had to read in Marty Rufus' column, I'd have been far more difficult about it than you've been.
I'm still very indignant about that. But at the same time, I shouldn't behave the way I did.
Well, Mary, what do you propose to do about this romantic attachment between your husband and Claudia Vincent?
I don't know, Rupert. Except that I mean to be very aloof and dignified about the whole thing. It's up to Larry to make some declaration.
Oh, I see. That's rather hard on you, isn't it, Mary?
There isn't anything else I can do, Rupert. It's too awful to consider. I can't really believe Larry would do such a thing to me.
Mary, you underestimate Claudia Vincent's cleverness. There's the whole answer. I'm sorry this had to happen to you. I want you to know that you can always count on me for sympathy and any help I'm able to give.
Thank you, Rupert. You've been very sweet. But I simply must go in now. Will you come in for a while?
No, I believe not, Mary. My presence would only be adding fuel to the fire. I'll call you soon. And meantime, remember what I said. Count on me for anything you want, my dear.
Thanks again, Rupert. I'll remember that.
Bye.
Well, Mary?
Oh. Hello, Larry. I just got back.
Yes, so I see. Did you have a nice day?
Very nice, thank you.
Thanks for letting me know where to find our car. Made everything very convenient. All I had to do was hire a taxi and drive to the village, then bring it back.
I'm sorry you were put out. But I just happened to meet Rupert in the village, and he asked me to go driving to Montauk.
I see. In that case, it's quite understandable. And now you mention it, don't you think it's rather remarkable the way you always just happen to meet Rupert Barlow whenever there's anything that occurs to bother you?
It is rather amazing, as a matter of fact. And you have no idea how it helps.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
If you don't mind, Larry, I'll go out to the kitchen and see Phoebe and tell her that I'm back. It's nearly dinner time.
Oh, please don't worry about me, Mary. Or Claudia. We're both on our way to New York. We'll either eat on the way or have supper after the play.
I see. In that case, I'll just tell Phoebe I'm back.
As Mary walks silently toward the kitchen, Larry makes a move to call her back, then reconsiders and says nothing, for he remembers the way Mary and Rupert Barlow sat out in the car and talked after they arrived, and his jealous anger is fanned to a white-hot flame. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Neri Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.